Ron, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay.
We're on the record.
Okay, we're on the record. Call the ADA meeting back to order, February 29, 2012. It's 1:43. Brings us to item 8A, Director's Status Report of ADA Programs and Projects.
Yes, just really quickly, Chair, two things before I get into the report. One is just a very quick update on the building space issue. As I said in my board report, we have hired the broker and the architect engineer firm. They're working on the RFP. And if anyone gets any questions about wanting to sell us a building, if you could pass those on to Valerie and our purchasing agent, that would be great. You probably may get some calls. That always happens. So we're in that process, and if they say, I got a deal for you, if you could just send them over to our purchasing department, that would work great. Then second, I may request a board meeting in approximately 2 weeks. I believe it could be a teleconference meeting. We are moving forward with the Department of Military Veterans Affairs building project, which is the addition to the National Guard Armory. All the parts and pieces are trying to get put together. We have the finance plan pretty much made, but it's on a very tight schedule of, as you know, if you're going to go out for RFP for building construction, that it really needs to be done in March. We've got all the pieces ready to go. We are just waiting for pretty much the agreements with the base and the lease. So if that comes together, we may ask the chair for a special meeting in March. Other than that, we have our director status reports, and staff is willing to answer any questions the board may have. And I lost one of my directors, but I'll do my best.
I guess there was a pretty high profile judgment from the Alaska State Supreme Court recently against one of our borrowers, and so I want to make sure that I'd like maybe a follow-up email as to how much exposure we have to that borrower and the status of those loans, as well as just making sure that we're...
Are we talking about Airport Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. We just have one loan.
Okay.
Under Airport Park. It's in Fairbanks, about $2.1 million. But the judgment aspect was new to me. It's not delinquent. But I will definitely follow up and look into it. I'm Chris Anderson. Thanks, Laura.
Other questions for Ted or his staff? Okay, that moves us to item B, which is our meeting on March 29th, which we may have one between now and then. Item 9, board comments. Mr. Arvin, do you have any comments?
No, I don't, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Wilkin.
With regard to the March 29th meeting, I'm going to travel back to Fairbanks because I'd really like to be at the FERC scoping hearings that evening, so that would be a day of travel. So depending on if we could start earlier in the morning, I could be on teleconference, but it probably isn't important enough for you folks to move your schedules around. But I would plan on being in the air or airports that day in order to get home about 4:30 on Thursday in order to be at the scoping hearings. If there's something really important that you think that I need to participate in, then with some, I could move my departure the day earlier.
That day also causes a little bit of an issue for Susan, as well as me, as well as our deputy commissioners, because that's the governor's Choose Respect Rally Day. So we're all expected to be out in different rural communities. So none of us will certainly be here on the 29th, and most of the rallies are at noon. So it very much limits the participation of the two departments.
Should we shoot for a different day that week? I know Mondays are tough for Wilson. Mondays are just a bad day for Wilson, but Tuesday or Wednesday.
For me, anything but the 29th. That's kind of the one bad day for all.
The 28th is actually good for me.
And I've got a 3 o'clock with the NEDOC in Washington on that day. I think
we're going to make sure. So that would be
I wanted to disclose that I ended up, I heard much of Director Leonard's report. I apologize for being so absent during Keeper's reception day, and thanks, Brad, for mentioning the 29th. I have given a heads up to Deputy Commissioner Thayer, and whether he's in Juneau or Anchorage, he would like to be able to phone in, but again, he would be expected to participate in the march at noon. I'm going to be leading a march in Ketchikan, so my phone availability is there.
Yeah, I'm tentatively in Haines, and my two deputies are tentatively in Skagway and Chicken.
28 or 30.
Could we move to the following week?
Well, let's do this. Let's agree that the 29th is not going to work. And we'll shoot for the first week in April.
It is going back a day or forward a day and off?
That didn't work for Mr. Wilkin.
Was the 30th an option? Friday the 30th?
Friday the 30th works.
No worries for me.
I'm seeing Nettie nodding heads for those that are in the room. Ron, does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Susan, does that work?
I have to have a conditioned yes because, of course, as today, if something's happening in the Capitol, I may need to respond, but right now it's clear on my schedule and it's clear on Deputy Commissioner Thayer's schedule.
Okay. Well, there you go, Ted. Okay. April 30th.
Yeah, thank you.
You may March 30th. Thanks. One way until April 30th. That'd be fine. Chair.
Sherry's shaking her head over there.
We'll just assume they'll be here.
Okay. Board comments. Was that you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done. Thank you.
Go.
I'm done as well.
Okay. I have no comments. Commissioner Bell, did you have any comments?
No, thank you. I'll catch up with Director Leonard afterwards.
Okay. Hearing none, we will motion to adjourn to be in order.
So moved.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me this.